Greetings, everyone. Some people say and or believe if God was more accessible or visible, then I would believe and serve him. If I could just touch him with my hands or hear him with my ears or see him with my eyes, I would believe him. If this is the case, then there seems to be some doubt about God's existence. Because why does a person have to see God with their eyes to believe or obey him? Or why does a person really need to feel God with their hands and hear his voice with their ears to keep his commandments? The answer is that we don't. We don't have to see, hear, or touch God with our natural features to follow what the Bible teaches us to do. No one has to have access to God or see him to obey him. So accessibility is not an excuse for disobedience. The real problem then is either unbelief or rebellion. If it's unbelief, then a person has doubts about the existence of God or the power of God to do what the Bible claims about him, or both. If it's rebellion, then a person simply refuses to be ruled by God and has chosen the way of Satan and the fallen angels. So saying I need more access and proof to obey God is not being truthful. It's like Jesus told Thomas after Thomas saw him and touched him, "Blessed are they who have not seen, yet believe." Christianity calls upon us to believe and obey God on the evidence that is available to us. There is plenty of evidence all around us that attests to the existence and power of God. And in addition to all the general evidence that's around us, we have the Word of God as found in the Bible. So, if a person is not going to obey God, they better come up with another excuse, because the one about needing more accessibility and physical contact just isn't going to work. Blessings.